He was supposed to be a shadowy fugitive, slipping from cave to cave, high in the Hindu Kush Mountains. Yet, he spent 5 years largely confined to two floors of modern comfort in tree-lined suburbia, not far from a golf course. He was supposedly in poor health, maybe even kidney failure, possibly getting dialysis. In an audio tape released in 2009, he even sounded short of breath.
When he overlooked the sudden.
But a look through his house reveals no dialysis machine, and medicine on the bathroom counter turns out to be Vaseline, eye drops, and nasal spray. We assumed he'd be wearing a suicide vest, yet after hearing a helicopter raid and a half-hour gunfight downstairs, he was unarmed.
It was so difficult because he was in such deep hiding and information, you know, regarding bin Laden was so difficult to come by that there were a lot of assessments and assumptions made regarding what he may or may not do.
An Al-Qaeda operations manual uncovered in 2000 carried bin Laden's own strict guidelines for hiding documents, records, arms, and other important items. But the man who wrote the book didn't even follow his own rules. One official says they found a motherload of computer hard drives laying out in the open by the dozen. And of course, so many people were wrong about his underground position, but some guessed closer than others. 2 years ago, geography students at UCLA ran models based on the behavior of endangered species and predicted there was a 90% chance that he'd be found in a city in an area of Pakistan that includes Abbottabad. They were way off on the exact town and house, but kids, here's how a professional does it.
He's in a cave somewhere.
He's not. I just talked to somebody very knowledgeable.
Wait, she knows where Osama bin Laden.
Well, she doesn't think this woman who was in American
intelligence. By the way, Sarah Palin.
In a villa, in a nice, comfortable villa in Pakistan. Not a cave.
That was our own Christiane Amanpour. Not bad. Bill Weir, ABC News, New York.